Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Matthew chapter number 21, beginning in verse number 18. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing thereon, but leaves only. And said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth afterward. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. I have studied this passage of Scripture many times and always come to the conclusion that the fig tree, at the time that Jesus was passing by, was the time of the year that it should have had at least the little nubs on it after the blooms had fallen off. It should have had at least something on it, but it did not have anything, no fruit, no nubs, no flowers, as it should have. This is not an indication of a bad tree, but a dead tree, or I should say a dying tree. Jesus looked at the tree, and he knew the signs that it was putting forth, that it was dying and would soon wither away. Have you ever cut off a branch of a tree with leaves on it? It sometimes takes days before it starts to wither and turn brown. The first little while, you would have no idea that it was swiftly dying. I believe this is the truth of this account. Jesus knew the tree would never bear fruit on it again because it was dead inside and would soon wither away. Jesus used the dying tree to illustrate a lack of faith and also the type of faith that one should have. Jesus knew what he knew about the tree, and he had total faith and understanding in the verbal statement he made about the tree. Though the tree looked alive, he proclaimed it to be dead. They were all amazed in the statement that Jesus made because they thought the tree was alive. But the next day, they saw that Jesus was right. The faith that we say will move mountains, as Jesus said in this passage as well, is a faith that first starts with knowledge and understanding of God and the way that God works. It is then a verbalization of a statement of fact, even though the visual signs indicate differently. It is a faith in total reliance on what we know and understand about the workings of God. I read this quote today that is so important. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. That doubt is in the mind that says you really don't know what you're talking about or trying to do. Doubt says to us in our minds, you were wrong in what you dreamed. Faith says you must keep going because you are correct in what you have dreamed. The time is not just yet. Don't let doubt kill your work for God, nor kill your dreams for the life that God has for you. Don't undo in doubt what you started in faith.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.